Good morning. Welcome to St. Peter Cathedral. We have just one announcement, and that is to please continue to practice our safety measures while at Mass, including wearing face masks and social distancing. Our celebrant for Mass today is Bishop John Derfler, assisted by Deacon Dean Jackson.
Please stand.
Behold the Lord, the mighty one has come, and kingship is in his grasp, and power and dominion.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries.
You are sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest.
And on earth, peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ. With the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations by the guidance of a star, grant in your mercy that we who know you already by faith may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. All from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Judgment, endow the king, and with your justice, the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice, and your afflicted ones with judgment. Justice shall flower in his days, and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall offer gifts, and the kings of Arabia and Seba shall bring a tribute. All kings shall pay him homage, all nations shall serve him. For he shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler, and who is to be shepherd by people of Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Please remain
Christ.
Standing for a blessing from our bishop.
Dear brethren, brothers, and sisters, that as we have rejoiced at the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the 17th day of February will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 4th day of April, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 16th day of May will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 23rd day of May, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 6th day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the 28th day of November, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever.
I wish to extend a warm welcome to anyone who might be visiting the cathedral today. Thank you for coming and joining us in the celebration of Holy Mass. And I also wish to extend greetings to all of you who may be joining us by live stream. There's something about certain popular songs that might stick in our memory and our heart, especially those that bespeak certain fundamental human experiences. Who of us, for example, might remember or keep in our mind that scene from The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy sings "Somewhere Over the Rainbow"? And I don't know about you, but sometime there are days when we might experience senses of disappointment or disenchantment. I certainly have those days. And going to some dreamland I've heard of once in a lullaby sounds very attractive. Don't we sometimes have this yearning for something more that song captures? A similar sentiment is embodied in the song by U2,
where we hear Bono singing again and again, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Isn't our life in many ways a journey, a quest for what we are really looking for? Don't we hope to go to a dreamland that we've heard of? Don't we deep down long for an abiding sense of happiness? And in the journey of the Magi, we see represented this quest of the human heart. The Magi are studying the stars. They're looking for meaning. They're looking for answers. They're looking for some purpose. And they discover this star and they go on this journey, searching for what seems to be revealed to them. And no doubt this was a difficult journey. It's not quite as easy as the road trips that we might be accustomed to today. And at last, their journey does come to fulfillment when they do find what they are looking for in a child that has been born for us. This feast of the Epiphany, which we celebrate today, really means the manifestation of Jesus Christ as Savior of the world, that Jesus Christ shines forth upon us with glorious light as the terminus of our journey, as what we are really looking for after all. In Jesus Christ, there is no just mere dreamland that we've heard of. We encounter the reality and the depths of God's love for us, salvation from sin, and deep abiding happiness. And every human being is someplace on this journey towards Christ. Because we are all looking for something. We are all looking for happiness. And for those of us who found the Lord Jesus and know him, just like the Magi, let us remember to continue to bow down and worship him and give him thanks and give him praise. For indeed, he is what we are truly looking for. And what more could we want than pour out to him all of the treasures of our hearts for what the Lord Jesus gives us? Now, we probably all have some people close to us who haven't really found what they're looking for, who might still be hoping for that dreamland across the rainbow. And how important it is for us to help them find Jesus. to help them know that he shines forth as the Savior of the world, as the fount of lasting happiness. And it's not too late for New Year's resolutions. We tend to make those resolutions at the beginning of a year. And maybe, if you haven't already done so, make a resolution about bringing Jesus to someone this year. And sometimes one of the mistakes we make in bringing, you know, people to Christ is we kind of want everything to happen right away. And, you know, Pope Benedict, in an address in the year 2000, the Jubilee year, actually before he was Holy Father, in an address to catechists, points out one of the fundamental cornerstones of the new evangelization, and really also how God works in our life, and that's in the mystery of the kingdom of heaven as a mustard seed. And oftentimes we want the full-grown mustard tree right away. And what we really need to remember is that God usually starts out pretty small before it grows into this great tree. He started out with a simple baby born in Bethlehem. And Jesus started with just 12. And even at the end of the life of, you know, St. Paul, this great missionary who had traveled about the Mediterranean world at that time, you know, Christianity was comprised of just a few relatively small communities scattered about the Roman Empire. And also to other places as the apostles went in different lands. But it wasn't very large yet at that time. And so when we're bringing people to the Lord, it's important for us to remember that it's up to us just to, by the grace of God, to plant these small seeds in people's lives, in people's hearts. And over time, by the grace of God, we hope that these seeds sprout and that they grow. So let us not become discouraged if we don't seem to see a whole lot of results right away. So some practical considerations for your New Year's resolution. And think of one person, maybe two people, you know, just a couple that you really want to focus on this year. Just ask the Lord, Lord, who should I really focus on sharing my faith with this year? Identify one or two. And then really spend the year praying for them, offering penance for them, you know, that the Lord really begin to work in their life and open their heart. Also pray that the Lord opens up for you some opportunities to share how important Jesus is. And so you might, you know, take just a couple index cards and write down a few sentences of some things you'd like to share. Maybe you have a favorite Bible verse, and you can talk about what that Bible verse means to you and how it's been a source of strength in some type of difficulty you've gone through. Maybe on another occasion you can talk about how close the Lord is to you when you come to Eucharistic adoration and you look at him and you love him. Maybe you can talk at another time how the Lord has been a strength to you when you've had to face some difficulties in your life. Maybe you can talk about the joy of coming to Mass and the privilege of receiving Holy Communion. Think of a few of these, you know, these little things. You know, you can share something like this briefly in 30 seconds. It doesn't have to be long. Just think of it as like little mustard seeds. By the grace of God, the faith might be planted in their hearts. And over time, those seeds sprout and grow and take root. Because let us remember that if people haven't found Jesus, they are looking for him. They are looking for something. And they might be crying out, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Or if they think they found something, sooner or later they're going to be disappointed, because everything other than Jesus Christ eventually disappoints. And only in him, just like the Magi, do we find the end of our journey, where the Lord comes into our life and our heart, frees us from sin, and gives us deep and abiding happiness. And if there's anyone here present, or anyone who might be listening, and if you haven't found what you're looking for, I encourage you right now just to invite Jesus into your life. And you might just pray with me for a moment. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I am sorry for my sins. Come into my life and my heart. Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I am sorry for my sins, forgive me. Come into my life and my heart. Then if you've been away from the faith for a while, just come and make a good confession and just talk to the priest, let him know that you've been away for a bit. He'll be very gentle and gracious and just kind of walk you through that. And if you've never really encountered the Lord, just come to your local Catholic parish, talk to the priest, and seek Jesus. For he shines forth this day as the Savior of the world, as the one we are looking for.
Let us join together in our profession of faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible,
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven.
And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us call upon the God whose everlasting love rescues the poor and the afflicted.
That the power of Christ will be light for those who face the darkness of religious persecution, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the peace of Christ will be light to those who struggle in the darkness of war, especially refugees, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the compassion of Christ will be a light for those who suffer the darkness of famine, disease, poverty, homelessness, and the pandemics, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the courage of Christ will be a light for all who live in darkness of fear, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That bishops, priests, deacons, and all who serve the church strive to be the light of the gospel, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Archbishop Sample, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
God of all the earth, as we joyfully proclaim your praises with the Magi, we ask your salvation in Jesus Christ for ourselves and for all in need. Through Christ our Lord.
May best for thee be.
truth in its beauty and love in its tenderness. These are the offerings to lay on his shrine. These, Lord, we bring them in trembling and fearfulness. He will accept for the name that is dear. Mornings of joy give for evenings of tearfulness. Trust for our trembling and hope for our fear.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
Look with favor, Lord, we pray, on these gifts of your church, in which are offered now not gold or frankincense or myrrh, but he who by them is proclaimed, sacrificed, and received, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For today you have revealed the mystery of our salvation in Christ as a light for the nations. And when he appeared in our mortal nature, you made us new by the glory of his immortal nature. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Peter, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and me, your unworthy servant, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Lamb of God, You take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Seen his star in the east, and have come with gifts to from the forest.
place of favor secured. Richer by far is the heart's adoration. Dearer to God are the prayers of the poor. Brightest and best of the sons of the morning, dawn on our darkness and lend us thine aid. Star of the east, the horizon adorning, guide where our infant
Let us pray. Go before us with heavenly light, O Lord, always and everywhere, that we may perceive with clear sight and revere with true affection the mystery in which you have willed us to participate, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing.
May God, who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light, pour out in kindness his blessing upon you and make your hearts firm in faith, hope, and charity.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And since in all confidence you follow Christ, who today appeared in the world as a light shining in darkness, may God make you, too, a light for your brothers and sisters.
Amen.
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 And so, when your pilgrimage is ended, may you come to him whom the Magi sought as they followed the star, and whom they found with great joy, the light from light, who is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael
the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.